This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes.
Dr. Shealy, I was talking with Alex, who's engineering our broadcast this morning, and he's got the pre-calculus blues, so he's studying pre-calculus at the college level, and I mentioned to him that that was, of all my least favorite classes, that was my second least favorite. My first least favorite was calculus. And I said, you know, Alex, believe it or not, I have never used calculus since taking that class. Never. Not once. Did you study calculus, Dr. Shealy?
No, I gave up at that point. I didn't like it when I looked at it.
Well, I got to tell you, if you're not in engineering, I don't know what the major use of calculus is. I really don't. But I did not enjoy it. It was pure misery. But it was required. So there I was.
Hey, Ken, don't be perfect like us, but they could try.
So, Dr. Shealy, last week you were at a workshop. Would you like to share with us what kind of a workshop that was, or not?
Well, it's what we call optimal health.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's training to certify individuals who wish to use some of our techniques in their own practice. In other words, not physicians necessarily, but just health practitioners of various kinds. So we covered all of our electrical equipment, you know, the various things from TENS to the PIMS device. We covered biogenics, which is an all-day thing in itself. We covered nutrition, and we covered the bliss oils. And so they become certified as ministers in the Namena church for these particular therapies.
Okay. So if someone were interested, genuinely interested in these therapies, and wanted to learn and become certified, would that person be able to teach others?
Well, I would think so, although, I mean, I would like them to have a year of practice before they try to teach it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first of all, they should use it on their client, their patient.
Mm-hmm.
But before they try to teach it, I think one needs 6 to 12 months of experience before you can teach something.
Sure. And then the next question is, if they become certified and if they are genuinely interested and if they genuinely understand, and let's say they do a year's worth of practice at their location, would they then be able to become a church and receive all the benefits, the tax benefits therein, of being a church while practicing?
No, they would have to actually become adopted, apply for spiritual adoption in the Namenha church before they could do that.
Okay. I understand. So what is there any news about Namenha working with the island nations that want to associate
Royal Maya?
Royal Maya, yes.
Thanks to your federal government.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even though the king of Royamaya has lots of money, the federal government won't let him bring it in. Typical government bullshit, and I'm being kind.
Okay, so they put an end to that. Is there any... Geez, you know, it's amazing how they can make the rules. Just do what they want.
I think about this... I think they all ought to be fired every 2 years. Yeah. I'd even go for president for 2 years. I'd like every public office to have a maximum of 2 years in office and never be able to run for any other public office again. Once you've been in Congress, you can't run for president.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree, and they've made lifelong jobs with all the benefits, bribes, perks, gifts, vacations, trinkets.
Evil, all the way, they put.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a saying in Missouri, and I don't know if our class has ever heard this. Maybe they heard it here on USA Prepares, but probably not anyplace else, that once a person becomes a two-term sheriff, he's a gun runner. Once a person becomes a two-term sheriff, he's a gun runner. What that means is they have all kinds of evidence in the evidence locker. You know, when a patrol person, you know, a cop, finds someone with a gun, they take the gun and they put it into evidence and it just sits there. Then after a while, the sheriff's department sells those guns. They sell them back on the street. Of course, you have to go through a background check when they sell it to you, but they sell them at deep, deep, deep discounts. So those guns go back on the street. And where does the money go? Do you think the money goes to the family of the owner or the owner of that gun? Nope, goes right into the sheriff's coffers. And you get to see those in shiny, waxed, new patrol cars and equipment. Absolutely true. Okay, that was one of the things I wanted to mention to you. Dr. Sheely, I got one of those calls that nobody wants to get over the weekend. And it was one that was very difficult to listen to. One of our very dear friends at USA Prepares, she's 90 years old, was involved in a car accident. And as a result of the car accident, she ended up in the hospital. And when she ended up in the hospital, they told her they had to cut her legs off.
Wow.
Above the knee. And so she had some, her legs were black, and it's because, she said, she was unable to wash her legs every day. And so she let work get in the way of washing her legs. And because of that, bacteria entered the system. She had a massive infection. It was not fixable, according to the hospital, and they amputated both of her legs above the knee. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, I haven't, but I'm glad that I have a fetish of having a shower every night before I go to bed.
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep if I didn't take a shower.
Right. Well, and that was one of the things I wanted to ask you. You know, many people take a shower or a bath once a day. And I think that's a great thing to do. Do you think it's better to take it in the morning or before bedtime?
Before bedtime. I don't want to sleep with the dirt of the day.
Okay. I agree with you. Okay. Lots of times I do both. And fortunately we have enough water here at the farm where I can take efficient showers. I don't have a car wash here at the house where we have these multiple water fountains in the shower where the water just flows endlessly like it's free. We don't have that. We have efficient shower heads, but yeah. Okay. I was on the phone with her last night. And I asked her if she wanted to call in. I think she's still on pain meds. The surgery was just a couple of days ago. Do you think that kind of surgery is painful?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it has to be. condition, any major surgery is painful. And of course, the brain is trying to adapt to the fact that it no longer has almost half of your body weight below.
Okay, yeah. And does the body... I've heard people say things like, and this would be, I guess, in the media I've heard this. I haven't actually talked to someone who's had this done, but they can feel their toes, you know, itchy, but they don't have any toes. They don't have, as a matter of fact, they don't have feet or ankles. Is that true, or is that something that is in the media
that's not true? Most people never lose the feeling of an amputation, you know, whether it's a finger or a leg. They have the awareness of it. Phantom limb without payment. Phantom limb apparency.
Okay. And, you know, if I have an insect bite, I can scratch it. And I can sort of make that feeling go away, or replace that feeling with a different feeling that's a little more pleasant than the irritation of an insect bite. But if you have a toe that's itchy, and you don't have a toe, what do you do? I mean, you can't scratch it, right?
Yeah, well, it can be quite distracted, to say the least. It can drive people to clinics, or worse.
Okay. And what's done at that point? So if you've got this itchy toe that you no longer have.
Well, that's one of the places that both the gamma pimp would be excellent, but the even tens can help.
Okay. Back in the 1980s, I met this woman. Actually, she was a tenant of ours on the East Coast. And lovely, lovely lady, and she used her tens unit every day. And I didn't understand what it was at that point. I'd never heard of it. First time I ever saw it. So the history of your TENS unit goes way back, way back. And can you explain what it is and how that works?
Well, again, the pathway is always there. I mean, it's sort of the etheric nature of the body. It still exists in the... It's some vibratory level. Even though there's no physical connection, there's an energy connection.
And with that energy connection, you can either mitigate, reroute, cancel with mild electrical stimulation? Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Oh, by the way, speaking of that, last week, a woman walked into the clinic and said, come, I want you to see my husband. They didn't have an appointment, but she had to show me the miracle. Her husband had come in 1 month ago in a wheelchair. It took two people to get him out of the wheelchair to put him on the table. He couldn't stand by himself at all. So I went to the door with her, and he walked 40 feet from his car into the clinic. I mean, amazing improvement in someone with incapacitating Parkinson's.
And that's attributed to what?
The gamma cranial pimp.
There you go. Let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. He's talking about a miracle of his modern medicine.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Sheely is with us, medical doctor, PhD times three, author of over 30 books. And Dr. Sheely, if those in class would like to contact your office, what number would you like them to call in Springfield, Missouri, Central Time Zone?
417-267-29. Oh, my gosh, I just gave up my own number. Don't need it. Don't call that. 417-351-5221.
417-351-5221.
Yep.
Yeah. 417-351-5221 is the number to call for Dr. Sheely's office in Springfield, Missouri, if you'd like to schedule a consultation or an appointment to meet Dr. Sheely. So, Dr. Sheely, your pulse electromagnetic frequency device that you and Lou Cassidy talk about on the air, the one that you're having tremendous success with, and what has happened that an opioid addiction, which is seems to be growing like it's being fertilized,
and your government, as usual, is not interested. I sent a letter to the director of corrections who runs the state prison in Missouri, Arkansas, and Kansas, because I could visit them. The other two states didn't even answer my letter, and their letter did not come back from the woman to whom I addressed it in person. The tertiary person wrote back, "We're not interested, we're only interested in using drugs."
Mm-hmm. And that's it seems like the drug companies seems like the drug companies have a lock on this. And there must be payoffs. There's got to be payoffs involved.
Well, of course, the federal government gets billions of dollars. The federal government gets billions of dollars at FDA from drug companies. I mean, it can cost millions and millions and millions to get a drug on the market.
Well, that's really, really, really frustrating. So what kind of success did you have with the opioid addiction? What percentage would you say has been 100. Cured of the cases that you...
100%.
Doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't get any better than that.
And so you have a perfect success rate, and they won't even pay attention.
Yeah, you got it. And I've written to one of the largest private companies in the country, and I haven't even gotten an answer from them either.
Are you talking about a private prison?
No, I'm talking about one in actually in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Mm-hmm. But is it a prison that you contacted?
No, no, that's a private company. You know, they have opioid addiction treatment centers all over the country.
I see. And their interest level is what?
Zero.
Unbelievable. Well,
I'll float by you my wildest idea yet. You know, Purdue Fredericks just went bankrupt because of their pushing opioids. I've been thinking about writing the family of the Purdue Fredericks to see if they would like to help rectify their mistake by pushing this device.
Sure. I think it's a great idea. And let them know that we'll be talking about it until they respond.
I haven't written them yet. Maybe I'll have my attorney do it.
Dr. Shuley, this is so frustrating. I remember when we started a company in California back in right around 1980. And we had developed a revolutionary device. And literally, it was this. If you wanted to have satellite communications, you'd have one of these great big antennas, like 12 feet in diameter. You've seen them around. And they got a little bit smaller. They got down to 10 feet or so. But they were still big antennas. And they were large to focus a very, very weak signal from a very low-power satellite that sent HBO and Showtime down to Earth, you know, in a floodlight pattern across the United States. So we developed our company. Bert Bertonis, actually, was the guy who did it. He's an instructor here at USA Prepares. He developed a down converter that would convert the signal from a very high frequency that used a cable as thick as a garden hose that was hardly bendable into one that was that common TV cable that you use for cable coming into your home. I'll tell you a little bit more about it when we come back. It's the same thing that you ran into. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A black Texas woman is dead after a white Fort Worth police officer shoots her in her own home on Saturday. The officer was investigating after a neighbor called and reported that a door was open at the woman's home. That neighbor now says he's sorry he ever made the call. Police have also now disclosed there was somebody else in the room when that 28-year-old woman was shot.
An 8-year-old male, Miss Jefferson's nephew, was inside the room during this time.
A lawyer for the family of 28-year-old victim Tatiana Jefferson says the fact that they used deadly force in that situation is absurd. Emergency officials in New Orleans say they'll work as long as it takes to find a man they think may still be alive underneath the debris from the partially collapsed Hard Rock Hotel, part of it coming down on Saturday, killing two workers and trapping that third. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. So, Dr. Shealy, we're talking about several things. One is when we were in California, we started a company that manufactured satellite receivers, those big dish antennas, and we came up with a new invention, and literally patent pending on it at the time. And the cable that ran from the antenna to the receiver in the home was the size of a garden hose. So literally, to bring satellite TV into your home, you'd have to drill a, like a one-inch hole in the side of your house because you couldn't put it under the window and bring this, you know, an open window and then close the window on the cable because the cable was too big. So we came up with this way of converting the high frequency. Now, back then, C-band satellite transmissions were between 3.7 and 6.4 gigahertz. And we were able to take that signal right at the antenna and convert it down to 70 megahertz and then use a thin cable called RG58U and then run that inexpensive cable that wasn't, a couple dollars a foot to something that was just maybe 6 or 7 cents per foot and run it into the home. So we went to the bank and we said, look, here's what we did. Come on out and look at it. We're going to show you how it works. No one has it. We are the first in the world to build this. And we couldn't get any traction with the bank. The bank said, yeah, okay, so, you know, you guys invented something that's, you know, revolutionary, but, you know, we're not going to lend you any money. So we found some of the kind of interference and resistance that you're talking about. Even though we proved that we had something that no one else had, it was a game changer, but it didn't matter. And I remember leaving that particular meeting with my two partners. One is Andy Gibbs. He's an instructor here. And the other is Bert Bertonis. And I remember looking at them and saying, we just came out of a meeting with the president of the bank in Silicon Valley, California. We showed him that we invented anti-gravity. And he said, yeah, okay, but do you guys have any collateral? That's what it was like. So, you've got a tough row to hoe because there are plenty of people who say no.
Vince, when in the 1500s, the discovery of circulation was discovered, the medical profession absolutely fought it and resisted it. When I first introduced the concept of spinal cord stimulation, the neurosurgeon threw it out the window. Ignaz Philipp Semmelweis had discovered that you had to wash your hands after doing an autopsy and somebody died of peripheral fever. The medical profession rejected it. In other words, every profession, whether it's medicine, science, teaching, whatever, rejects new thoughts because it interferes with their blank, blank, blank sacred space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Same thing happened to Christopher Columbus.
Right.
He almost had a mutiny, and he almost was killed by the men on his ship, as
yep.
well as it took years. It took years for him to convince people that the Earth was a sphere. And it's so simple to figure that out. All you have to do is stand on the beach and watch a ship sail away, and all of a sudden you can't see it anymore because it goes over the horizon. And then disappears. It's got to be round or a sphere. You know, Dr. Shealy, there's so many things that are happening, and we just had a news report just at the bottom of the hour, and it was something like this. A Fort Worth, Texas police officer was called to check on a residence, and this woman had a house, and her door was ajar. So the neighbor calls and calls the cops, and says, hey, there's a door ajar. So the cops come, woman's in her house, 8-year-old boy's in there also, and the cops kill the woman in her own home. I keep hearing stories like this. You know, a cop comes home, she's drunk, intoxicated at some level, confused, claims she worked a lot of shifts, goes to the wrong apartment, sees a black man in there and kills him in his own apartment. This is happening more and more and more. And I keep thinking, last night I lay awake thinking about this and stories like this. It's got to be a result of something. Because I don't ever remember stories like this when I was a child in the 50s and young in the 60s. I don't remember this. I don't remember police pulling guns on people just because. I don't remember police shooting people. I mean, the cops would tussle they would, before they pulled a gun, they would put the person down, you know, fight with them, wrestle with them. The last thing they wanted to do is shoot them. Now it seems like the first thing they want to do is shoot them. Do you think, and we've asked and discussed this many, many, many times, and I'm wondering what your latest thoughts are. Do you think it's frequencies? Do you think it's the cell phones are putting people like on the edge of a hair trigger?
I think we could blame it all on that particular crazy, crazy, crazy technology. It alters your brain, Vince. It damages your brain. It keeps you from thinking deductively instead of, you know, mass reaction. I think cell phones are among the worst invention of the human race, in the history of the human race.
I absolutely have to agree with you. And yet, there's so many people, and I think the descriptor is, quote, I know, end quote. And what I mean by that is, when I discuss cell phones with people and tell them how dangerous they are, I know. But they won't stop using them. They won't stop carrying them. They're in their front pocket. They're in their back pocket. They're in their shirt pocket. Guy came to our farm. He had his cell phone in his men's shirt pocket. And I looked at him, and I turned a little sideways, cocked my head, make sure I was seeing what I was seeing. And he looked at me, looked at him. I was like, what? And I said, is that a cell phone in your pocket? Yeah. I don't know from here, but is that where your heart is? Is that on the same side? Yeah. Is that like a quarter of an inch away from your heart? Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't seeing things. You know, but you can't tell them. It's impossible to tell them. So I don't even try anymore. You know, I just look. Sometimes I may shake my head. Other times I may just not even shake my head because it's not even worth shaking my head. I don't get it. I just don't understand why people do this. And yet, the first thing they do when they come to your house, they don't come to my house and do this because I don't let them, but they'll come and sit at the kitchen table, take the cell phone out of their pocket and put it on the table and look at the cell phone. Why? Why? You know, Dr. Shealy, I took a page out of your book. And for the last 6 or 8 weeks, I've been on a scaffold 2 levels high with a ladder on top of the scaffold. And I've been determined to finish this house. And one of the rooms is my mom and dad's old bedroom when they were alive. And it had never been finished. It had been painted and still had seams in the sheetrock. And so for 6 or 8 weeks, I've been every couple of days up on the scaffold. I used 10 gallons of spackling compound to get these walls perfect. And I don't have a phone with me. And the phone rings. We have a landline. And I'm not climbing down the scaffold to go get the phone because somebody calls because, you know, they're bored. I'm not going to do that. And it's been a great experience. It is really neat. And people call and say, yeah, I called you. And I go, yeah, I know. Yeah, I heard the phone ring. and I have not gotten the phone because I was busy on a scaffold. You know, and climbing up and down the scaffold is not a lot of fun. It really isn't. I'm hanging off the scaffold on beams and, you know, trying and stretching. And the last thing I want to do is be interrupted. However, people with cell phones allow themselves to be interrupted. All the time.
Every moment.
And including, they'll sleep with that stupid thing under their pillow or near their head, so within reach. Because who the heck wants to get out of bed to reach a cell phone? So it's within reach, blasting all day, all night with electromagnetic radiation. Dangerous microwave radiation. But yet, that's okay. They seem to think it's important. So I guess my question is, what is it? What is this hook, this deep, unremovable hook that a cell phone has to make people be that stupid and pay for the phone, you know, as much as $1,000 for a phone, which is like crazy to me, and pay $40, $50, $120 a month just to keep that dumb thing? What is it, Dr. Shealy? Is it
called hypnosis, self-stupid hypnosis.
Okay. How do they unhypnotize themselves?
Right.
Or can they do that? Or is that difficult?
Well, you could if they had a common sense enough to do it, but they didn't have common sense enough to start with. To me, common sense would tell you never to get hooked on a thing. Remember, common sense is the uncommon commodity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was thinking about how crazy things have gotten. Now, this may seem unbelievable, but I know a few people who are selling property right now. And they have either a sign on their property or they have an advertisement. And there is a telephone number. So if you're interested in this property, and I'm not talking about little properties, I'm talking about very significant expenses. Land, homes, those kinds of things. There's a telephone number, and all the people involved with these advertisements, even car advertisements on the internet, selling their car on Craigslist, the same thing is happening to all of them. They get texts about, just short, choppy texts, best offer, ? For a car. Or short, choppy text about properties that people want to see. And I've talked to some of these people, and I said, I don't get it. If someone sent me a text and said they want to come to my house on Tuesday or come visit my farm on Tuesday, and they want to come out here and they send me a text, my response is, no. No, you're not coming. And I would never, ever let somebody come to my farm to show them around because that person sent me a text saying, is Tuesday okay? Tuesday's not okay. Because I'm not going to show my property to anybody or my car or anything else. Or if I was selling buckets, empty 5-gallon buckets for $2 a piece, I wouldn't let anybody come to my property until I talked to them. And the reason is I would like to hear the intonation. I would like to hear the lexicon, the language, the dogs barking, the screaming in the background. I'd want to hear who the heck it is and try to figure it out before I let them come over to my house. But that's not the case today because people transact business initially via text. Short, choppy, cryptic texts. And when we come back, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. Why is this happening?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Dr. Shealy and I are talking about how society is devolving into one that can't use a lexicon, can't be descriptive, can't even communicate effectively. And so the story is something like this. So people are selling devices, equipment, cars, land, farms, their homes on the internet, and or they have signs. And they have phone numbers which tie to a cell phone or tie to an email address. And short, choppy information goes from the prospective buyer. Something like, if it's a property for sale, a text may come in, still available, question mark. Now, if that happened to me, and I had a cell phone, which I don't, and someone just said, and I were selling the farm on the internet, and someone just said, still available, question mark, I would respond with something like maple, you know, like maple tree, maple. And then I'd probably get another one that said, still available, question mark, like I must have sent the wrong message, right? And I'd come back with something like 14. It, totally irrelevant, totally disjointed, because I would never show the property. I would never let someone on our farm or sell them literally a plastic bucket without hearing them on the phone so that I could figure out if they were D's, Do's, and Dem guys or whether they were legitimate, prospective, interested buyers. Dr. Shealy, what do you think it is that has gotten us to this point where we are unable to communicate, where when we say, when we mean you, quote, Y-O-U, end quote, we use the letter U. And instead of typing A-R-E for R, U, we might just use the letter R and then the letter U, because heck, we can save four letters in a space.
Well, you know, Vince, my answer machine says, hi, this is Norm. Thanks for calling. If you're a friend, leave a message. If I do not know you, do not leave more than two sentences, any phone number which I may or may not call. 90-plus percent of crap calls. Do not leave a message.
Isn't that great?
I love my insulting answering machine because I get, when I'm home, I get at least 12 a day that don't leave a message. And that means to me they're all junk calls.
You know, Dr. Shuley, I have your home phone number. And when people say, you know, I'd like to talk to Dr. Shuley, I go, well, I'll tell you what. Monday between 9 and 11 a.m., you may call. We'll pay for the call. I will absolutely not give out your phone number. It's not stored electronically anywhere. It's in one guarded place, and no one's getting it. And if I call you, it's because I have an absolute bona fide reason, and it's darn important, or I don't call, because I think your time is valuable, and that's just the way it is. I don't like getting calls when people are bored, they're in their car and they're traveling, and they think it's their duty to call me so I can entertain them while they're bored. I won't do it, Dr. Shuley. I won't do it. And I've come to the same conclusion that I'm not willing to help people I don't know. If I don't know them, it's too late already. I'm not going to help them. I can't. I can't help them because I can hardly get done what I need to get done. You know, if I have two spare minutes, Mrs. Finelli will look at me and say, get back on that scaffold and finish that room. I don't have time to waste, but other people seem to have time to waste. Her son said it so well. He's in his 30s, and you know, we're talking about going to the movies. And I said, I don't get it. People go to the movies. And he said, yeah, Dad, it's because they don't have anything better to do.
I think I last went to a movie over 25 years ago.
Right. I'm trying to think. That's about when I went. That's the last time I went. The children were young, and about 25 years ago. I don't even remember what it was, but I do remember Ben-Hur. I remember The Sound of Music, maybe. I don't know if it was on television or whether it was in the movies. That's pretty much my memory of the movies. That's it. Mm-hmm. So what do you think it is, Dr. Shuley, where we've gotten to throw out most of our lexicon? It used to, you know, the blacks used to have their language called Ebonics. And I remember an English teacher at the high school, public high school, said, no, we need to teach Ebonics. And I looked at her like, you've lost your mind. We already have a language. It's English. What do we need to teach? a subset of that. You know, conjugate the verb to be. I be, you be, we be. Really? Really? And I refuse to lower our standards here at USA Prepare Us to that. Do you have a, when we come back, can you share with us maybe why this is happening in your mind? Why we have reduced our language to less and less and less? Is it laziness? Is it the electromagnetic radiation from the cell phone has wiped out three quarters of our lexicon?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.